Anyone who drinks tea or coffee will be interested in a new study out of Iran. The study was conducted in the rural northeastern province of Golestan. That region has an extremely high incidence of cancer of the esophagus. 20 years ago, scientists began speculating that the high cancer rate might be related to how locals drink their tea. They like it especially hot, hotter than most Westerners like it. Dr. Reza Malakzadeh conducted a new study and has found strong evidence that hot tea is indeed the culprit. His results appear this week in the British Medical Journal.
We just started to do this study about 10 years ago, and it takes about 7 years for us to complete this study and to measure the tea temperature in about 50,000 people in the high-risk area. And then by comparing the people who get cancer and who don't have the cancer, we were able to prove that drinking very hot tea would increase the risk of this cancer about 5 times.
How hot are we talking about? How hot do they drink their tea?
It's usually more than 65 degrees Celsius.
150 degrees Fahrenheit or so.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
What is the temperature that you would recommend people drinking their tea or their coffee at?
60, I think, would be safe.
About 140 degrees Fahrenheit for our audience anyway. And why does it make such a difference, the temperature? What happens inside of the throat?
We really don't know, but one hypothesis is that this hot tea would damage the mucosa and probably produce some damage to DNA, which may initiate or aggravate the carcinogen processing.
How much of a concern should this be for people outside of this particular region in Iran? I mean, should we be concerned about it when we get our hot coffee or our hot tea from McDonald's or something like that, known to be extremely hot?
Yeah, I think everybody should be careful and should wait when you're going to drink the tea or coffee just 4 or 5 minutes.
The province in Iran, this Golestan province, just about 400 miles or so northeast of Tehran, is this something unusual to this region that they drink really hot tea and they drink it quickly? I mean, do you know anything about how that became something that the people there would do?
Yeah, this is an area inhabited mainly by Turkmen.
Turkmen,
which are present in northeastern Iran, present-day Turkmenistan. And this is a tradition, really, going down to even China. These people have used to drink tea very hot in the past.
Well, are the people in the Golestan province taking your study to heart? Are they changing their tea drinking habits?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the people have been receptive for this news because this was some issue that we have already raised it because the question was there. Therefore, people started really to not drink very hot tea, and for the same reason, the incidence of esophageal cancer has declined, and it has declined during the last 20 years. And we are now conducting several radio and television public education.
What are the chances of surviving this type of cancer? Is it treatable?
This is not a good cancer to have. As a matter of fact, in Iran, the people who develop this cancer, they come very late to the doctor, and majority of these people die 2 years after the diagnosis. Mm. Therefore, this is a cancer that we should prevent, really.
Well, it sounds like your work may go a long way to helping that. Very interesting to speak with you.
Thank you.
Professor Reza Malakzadeh helped lead the study that linked drinking hot tea to esophageal cancer. The study is published in the British Medical Journal. Thank you.
Thank you very much.